7. This is the last area we'll be visiting. It's been a pleasure taking you on this journey through time to find out what life was like in Casa Garcia in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. But before we say goodbye, let me tell you about the Straw Loft, where we are now and which is now used as a space for the Ecomuseo's temporary exhibitions. This building is attached to the house and was entered through the interior corridor we just came through. Although many of the beams are original, this space had to be restored to adapt to its new uses. Under the Straw Loft on the ground floor is the stable. Towards the end of autumn, the Straw Loft would be full of straw and hay, which is what the animals would eat during the winter. Some of the wooden floor planks we are standing on didn't reach up to the walls and through the gaps known as trapdoors. The hay was pushed down into the feeding troughs in the stable right below. So the job of feeding the animals was made much easier. And you may wonder, how did they fill the Straw Loft with straw? Well, the Straw Loft had a big door through which we will soon leave, behind which there is a stone ramp that goes down to ground level. This would allow an animal carrying straw to walk up and empty it inside. The stairs you can see next to the door led down to the stable, and in this way all the work that had to be done with the animals in winter could be done without going outside. Efficiency has always been very important when it comes to work. Well, dear friends, I hope you've enjoyed the tour and that you learned more about how people in the Pyrenees lived over 100 years ago. The entire Ecomuseo team would like to thank you for visiting us, and we hope to see you again soon. For more information, you can visit our website, www.ecomuseo.com.